All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Are you always down in the dumps? There are changes you can make, and we're talking about it right after this.
Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hello. Welcome back.
Hello. 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 Hey. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hey. Hello. 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 Hello.
Hey, hello, hello.
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 Hey, y'all.
Welcome back. And if you're new here, welcome.
Welcome to our show.
Yes.
Best show.
The best show to exist.
The best show on Apple Podcasts.
And all over.
And all over.
Period. Someone had made a comment talking about, why did you guys have to put the black, the race in the title? Was that necessary? Yes.
Who said that?
Someone on our comments.
Oh, I missed it. Get the fuck out of here.
Please.
Get out of our black ass home.
Please.
It's who it's for.
And what? Then it's not for who it's not.
And it's just okay. Damn. people really be doing the most.
They do. They get to getting Twitter fingers.
Girl.
Anyway, how are you? How are you
doing?
I'm
good. I'm blessed. I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm feeling good, Shay. How are you?
I can't complain.
Good.
Now we just pulling all the sayings out the... I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's new?
What's new?
What's tea?
You know, nothing. Nothing really. And that's good for me.
Okay.
Right now. I think that's good for me. Nothing being alarming, mm-hmm. surprising, shocking. We're just slow and steady.
Yeah.
You know? We're slow and steady.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How's your weekend been?
My weekend has been chill. This has been one of the chill weekends. You know, I think I'm starting to feel a shift in me.
You're liking the chill?
Normally, I'm looking for something to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like an activity.
I know.
A something. I haven't really been doing that. Not that I'm like opposed to it. If something presents itself, then I'm down. But I've just been coasting, you know, taking the free time for what it is.
Yeah.
And that's good for me. And it's also good for my pockets. Shit.
Because you know it costs an arm and a booty hole.
As soon as you
every
step
time
out,
you step outside,
as soon as I step outside, it'd be a check.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, damn.
Yeah, I feel you. Shit. I was actually just telling Brittany, I tell y'all, I thought I was gonna have a little fun. Speaking of check, I thought I was gonna have a little fun with my Dipsy app. And if you don't know what the Dipsy app is, it's like an erotic stories.
Erotic know, stories, yeah.
For your self-pleasure, right?
They so, are good. If you don't girl, know, they, that, girl. That's the gift that keeps on. I love that app. I ain't been in there in a minute.
Find it's your way a, back in.
I mean, a minute.
Find your way back.
A minute for me is like a few weeks.
Oh, okay. I mean, so you have an active subscription?
Yeah.
Active?
Yes, bitch.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's active. It's ongoing. It's active. I'm lit.
I thought it was discontinued. I thought
no,
you had
I have an active subscription. I just haven't used it.
Well, I had an active subscription, and when it was set to renew last year, I canceled it because I don't be using it that much, right? But last week, I found myself wanting to use it, so I was like, oh, damn. And they did not have no free trial specials or nothing because I tried that. So
looking
I,
for a discount.
Yeah, I was like, let me get a little 30 days free or something. But they did have a 7-day free, 7-day
yeah,
trial.
Yeah, that's standard.
7 days. So I said, let me activate the 7 days. I updated my card and everything. And I just knew I was going to get a little thrill and be done. And
you forgot to cancel.
And now they're charging me. I'm like, oh, it's definitely going to be used now. I'm like, what the hell?
Self-care, baby.
That stunned me. So, yes.
Other I need a that, new something to pair with mine because the Tracy's dog, I'm kind of over her.
Oh, really?
It's a vibrator, y'all.
If you have any...
If you, I hear erotic. the rose, I still haven't tapped into the rose, and that yeah. had the girls in a frenzy, okay?
Yeah.
Toes curled.
2 years ago. The story that I've been listening, that I listened to. Whoo,
who is it?
It wasn't
it's
Malcolm.
A new man.
No, it wasn't Malcolm. I forgot his name.
What's
I'll
his
tell
name?
You.
I feel I like know. I know which one it is.
Which one?
The Latino Poppy.
No. What the hell would make you think that I would be looking for that?
I don't just know if you were venturing outside of the black voice.
No, you are very sick. You are very sick.
It has
you
to be a black.
Be
I don't know,
out?
Germany. I don't know. I thought you said you liked Mateo. Mateo.
Oh, Mateo's.
I think Mateo.
Reggie is who I like.
I don't know if I've played
I'll send
with.
You, I'll
I don't
send
know
you.
If I've played with Reggie.
I'll send you a story or two.
Okay.
It was doing what it needed to do. It was giving like you, Reggie, and your vibrator type.
Yeah, I like those. I like when it's just me and them. I don't need to hear a scene. Just make it me and you, period. I like the me and you series. Cue the Cassie. Yeah, I've been waiting.
I'm in tears. Yes.
Hey.
But anyway, overall, I've been good my week. I've been working so much on the weekends. This morning I woke up not
I know
what
you damn near a weekend girl now. You've been working.
I woke up, I said.
Working on the weekends.
I
like
was
usual.
Disoriented. I'm like, what motherfucking day is it? Do I got to go to work or not? And I'm like, yeah,
yeah.
You actually do.
That's
you
how
actually.
I feel coming up in here.
You actually do. Thank you.
Saturday evening.
It's a Saturday for us, but it's going to be a Tuesday.
Right,
when you're
right, yeah. But Yeah, you are a working girl on the weekends lately.
Yeah, but it's okay. All for good cause. So we're here today with
y'all. We are here today. One more thing I did decide. Oh. I am getting a Christmas tree this year.
Oh, very cute.
I'm getting a Christmas tree.
I will get a Christmas tree this year.
Yeah,
as well.
Come on. Let's get into it.
I'm going to hold something for Christmas at my house.
Oh.
Instead of my mom's house.
Oh, it's going to be at your house.
If it's, you know.
We're going to see.
If the stars
see,
align.
See, you already
if
backing
if the stars
out.
Align. I know.
Stand on it.
I want to get in my hosting bag. I do. I want to be in my hosting era. I just have not found a way to get in. You are always welcome.
The way to get in is to do it.
I know, but.
Set it up.
As long
people.
As you're there, why does it even matter?
Ah.
You want a full hosting experience? This is what we're going to do. I'm going on record right here, right now. We are going to have something at my house, at my place. And we're going to have eggnog. There's going to be
some. That's what I'm saying.
It's going to be wreaths and like the ding dong dit.
Oh, that would be cute if we did wreath making. Okay. Too much.
Yeah, I think she
that would have been a cute activity.
It's going to be something
because,
cute.
Because we already talked about our Friendsgiving, I think, last week. At our Friendsgiving, that's when we're going to do our name pool for our Secret
okay,
Santa.
Perfect. I think we might do like a gingerbread house thing, sort of like we
okay,
did at my mom's
house.
Okay,
that's cute.
Yeah.
Cute. Oh, yeah, we
like
did do that. That was fun.
Reef making might get a little messy.
Okay.
Gingerbread houses. But I am. I'm going to have something, and it's going to be good.
Period.
Get into a bag.
We're clearly in the holiday mood. Holiday season.
Yes.
So we're here with you all. It's goodie bag November.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking it easy this month. But like I told you all last week, we are still coming with quality content, okay?
Yeah.
Although we don't have a theme, we're just giving ourselves the freedom to do a bunch of different random episodes, okay? That's what's working for us this month.
The permission.
So we're here. And today's topic, I think, is timely because we mentioned we're going into the holiday season. But along with going into the holiday season, sometimes comes feelings of sadness. We have seasonal depression. There's a lot going on in the world right now.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And just overall, I've been noticing that people aren't feeling too happy. Mm-hmm. I've even had periods where I haven't been feeling happy. So if I felt like that, I'm sure the girls listening have felt like that as mm-hmm. well. So I think it's important to talk about miserableness and ways that we can be causing ourselves to be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know that there's the inevitable, like I mentioned, the worldly affairs. There's grief. You may be dealing with loss. There may be something that's just out of your control that may cause you to have a low moment.
Right.
We're aware of that. And we can't do much about that. That's out of our control. And usually when it's something like that, like those feelings kind of like come and go.
Yeah.
But there is a way that we can cause the feelings of unhappiness ourselves.
Yeah.
By our behaviors, our actions, our thoughts, the things that we're deciding to do.
Yeah. The behaviors will linger much longer than they need to.
Yeah. And we want to avoid that. So we're going to be talking about that today.
Love it.
Okay, so let's get into it.
So
there's a positive effect and a negative effect. Mm-hmm. And I'll break down what the positive and negative effect are for you if you don't know what that is, because I was just learned myself. So a positive effect refers to your propensity to experience positive emotions. Like,
yeah.
Naturally, you're feeling joy, happiness, excitement. You know, you're feeling those good things, the positive things. And then there's the negative effect. That's if you are feeling down, sad, depressed, maybe.
Yeah.
Feeling the more negative emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a natural mix of the two of those.
Yeah.
Right? Depending on our personality, our upbringing, the way we live our lives.
Genetics.
And we've talked about this in different ways on the show. But we all have our own little mix, a combination. We have our own mix, which determines our mood, essentially. Right? So we're going to be talking about how we can identify our mix, because when we know our mix, then we can move about life accordingly.
Yes. So we took a test the PANAS test. And the PANAS, would you say PANAS or PANAS?
Probably PANAS.
PANAS, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah.
So the PANAS test is the positive and negative effects schedule. And basically it rates your natural levels of happy and unhappy, your effect, your mood, compared with those of other people around you. We love a test, y'all.
I love a test.
Yeah. So the test is really great because it helps us. It increases our self-awareness and our understanding and gives us insight on why we're feeling the way we feel, right? Why our mood is the way we feel and the way it is. And hopefully gives us more insight into how to get on the other side or lean towards another piece of part of the spectrum.
Yeah. I like the self-awareness piece or the self-understanding because some of us may be more challenged when it comes to being happy because of this PANAS.
Yeah. And sometimes we like know how we're feeling, but we don't know how to regulate our emotions. So the more you understand, more aware you are, the more you know, the better you are. The more you know, the more you grow.
Okay. Put it on a t-shirt.
You know.
Put it on a t-shirt. So to simplify this even more, Arthur Brooks, who is a professor at Harvard, he's a New York Times bestseller. He's a columnist. He does a lot of work around this. He created profiles for the PANAS.
Archetypes.
Yeah, archetypes for the PANAS, right? So when you take this PANA test, there's multiple ways you can take it. We took it digitally, and we'll drop the link in the show notes. But there is also like a manual test that you can take, which will give you an overall score. So what Arthur did, Mr. Brooks, respectfully, what he did is he created these profiles to help us better understand our results, which again is essential for a girl like me. I need a simplified.
Yeah.
So if you tend to express a lot of positive effect, but little negative effect, then you would be considered a cheerleader. So you have a lot of good moods and not too many bad moods.
Yeah. And if you tend to show high negative effect and low positive effect, you're a poet. So lots of bad moods and fewer good moods.
Deep.
Yeah, deep ass.
Yeah. So if you are high on both your positive effect and your negative effect, you have a lot of strong emotions, both good and bad, then you're a mad scientist.
Yeah. And if you are low on both, you are a judge. So typically you don't get like lots of strong moves or lots of positive moves on either side. You're just really steady. A steady girl. So
a steady girl.
We told y'all that we took the test. Would you like to share your results?
Yes, I will. But we're going to take a quick break and we'll come right back with what the girls are.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast.
Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend. It's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now.
Okay, y'all. So let's get into it. I definitely did take the test and I wasn't shocked. I wasn't shocked by what I got. So I got the judge. So being a judge, that means that I have low positive and negative effect. Or put in another way, I rarely tend to get emotionally high or low. I'm pretty even keeled. And that is so true. Like, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just like chill. I don't get super excited. And even if I get hit like with adversity, it's not like I'm not affected by it, but I can quickly be like, okay, let's get into solution mode. Let's figure out like, you know, how to get over it. Like when I had lost my wallet and I lost my passport. My mom was like, you're really calm about this. Like I would be like kind of frantic, especially because, you know, I have things coming up where I need those items. And I was like, well, you know, there's nothing I can do about it now. I'm just getting into the figuring it out type mode. Right. Like I don't really just get riled up either way. Even when things are like I'm excited about things, it's not like I'm like, oh, I don't give a damn. But I'm just not like over the top with it, with my emotions. So when they told me that I was a judge, I was like,
You are right.
Makes so sense. It did say some things about this, though. It says that I am pretty meticulous. I'm more risk averse than necessary. Mm-hmm. I might have trouble committing to a long-term relationship.
You've mentioned that before.
I know. I like the companionship and the connection, but then once it start getting
too deep.
But
time to move on.
No, I don't want to move on. I want to say. But okay, so I might have trouble quitting a job to pursue a dream project or moving cities for a promotion. I'm not super spontaneous and I'm not that willing to try something new and exciting. And so they also give you your complimentary profile, and they said that my complimentary profile would be a mad scientist, people with high positive and negative effects, because these people can like nudge me out of my comfort zone and help me embrace new and exciting things and feelings, which I could see. Like if I'm even keeled and they're like, "Ooh, come on, let's get excited," or "I'm down," then it's like, you know, that can cause me to react in that way.
Yeah.
So that's me. What are you? What did you get?
I got the cheerleader. So I don't think I was too surprised about that. Cheerleaders, it says they're optimistic about their futures, they're good motivators, and a reliable source of happiness for friends and family. They're good to be around. People enjoy their presence. On the contrary, we're often highly averse to bad news, which is true.
Yes.
I don't want to hear no motherfucking bad news.
Girl, you can't take it.
I don't. I don't even want to see nothing that's bad. I don't even want to look at it. I don't want it to come on my phone. I'm like, oh, God. Or critique. Like, sometimes it's hard for me to like
receive.
Yeah, when it's too harsh. And we've talked about that in the past, like on the show. Like sometimes Brittany is very straightforward. No tea, no shade. But you're very straightforward. And sometimes
it'd be too much.
And that's why I'm like, girl, you got to handle me with care.
The gentle baby.
It's a gemstone. So it says that cheerleader friends tend to give rosy advice to friends in need rather than deliver hard truths. So I am usually that kind of person where I'm like, it'll be okay, you know, or don't worry, it's not that bad. Not trying to be like with the toxic positivity, but it's just truly in my nature to look at things like glass half full. And although I do be wrecked when some shit changes and I'm like, I don't adapt well all the time. I be stunned. It did say that my complimentary, profile is a poet.
Somebody that can bring you down to reality.
Somebody who can deliver information and kind of give it to me in a way that's like, this is what it really is.
Right.
And I said, I could see that. I could see that. Because honestly, I feel like somebody who's too
in the clouds will have y'all up and stuck. She'll have you up and stuck, baby. We have to look at reality. We have to look at what's really fucking happening.
And I think that that's also why we compliment each other well. Like, I feel like the poet is a little bit more on the extreme side of, like,
negative.
I feel like we're both in the middle, right? The mad scientist is like super high. The poet is super low. And there's also, we just want to preface by saying that there's nothing wrong or bad about any of these profiles. They're all equally good and they all have their positives, their pros, as well as their cons or their areas of opportunity, right? But I feel like between the cheerleader and the judge is kind of like in the middle of both two profiles. And that's kind of why we are good together. Like, I can be like, no, let's do it this way, or be like the light in the area approach to the things that we're doing, and then you come in with the logic and the like, no.
The critical thinking,
the criticism. Because
I have to fuck.
Because sometimes it gets critical. I'm like,
I have to do the critical thinking for every little single thing.
The what, bitch? Please.
I do. No, I'm not saying that you don't. I'm saying that's just my way of being.
I'm not talking about that.
I'm talking about me specifically. Yeah. You know, Oprah's a judge.
Oh, is she?
Mrs. Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah, Oprah Winfrey.
She has a judge profile.
It would be interesting to see if these profiles had any correspondence to our human design.
They're all be
like, if a judge is similar to like a generator or a manifesting generator, if a poet is similar, you know, like,
yeah,
it would be interesting.
I feel like it definitely has a lot to do with astrology, because I can see a cheerleader being an air sign type of girl and a judge being real earth
sign. Yeah,
like,
and well, then what would a poet be, like a fire sign?
An Aries.
That's a fire sign.
No tea, no shade.
Yeah. And a water sign would be what? The
mad scientist. You know, they're emotional.
Perhaps. Maybe we just cracked the code.
They're emotional.
We'll be adding.
You know, it's funny that I'm a judge and I'm like even keeled, because I remember once someone that I was dating had like got me flowers. Like when I came from the store, like there was like flowers, like a little bouquet, like from the grocery store or something. And then I was like, oh, thank you. Like, you know, like that. And he was like, dang. And I'm like, wait. He was like, I was just expecting more. And I'm like what? Like, I said, thank you. Like, you know.
Because you don't be that excited.
Damn. Like, I'm like, did you want me to be like jumping up, screaming?
No, you're, you know, like, just like, if you're like, oh, babe, thank you. You're just like.
I said that.
But you probably said, oh. Like, in, you know, like, what was the inflection of your voice, your tone?
Like, I said it. Like, oh, thank you. Like, okay. That, you know?
Yeah. It's not just like, different.
Oh, thank you.
No. You're just
very. But I wasn't like.
Babe. You didn't say babe.
I don't recall saying that. I don't recall saying that part.
You know, sometimes they be requiring a little extra stank.
And that be the part where I always miss the fucking mark. Yeah. The extra stank.
In a genuine way, though.
It's the ego stroking.
No, but in a genuine way. Like, and that's why if that's just not your thing, and it's okay. Get a nigga who's already like, I don't need that. But some of them they be needing that. These men be needing that.
They need it.
So occasionally, you know, it's just nice to be like, babe, thank you so much. Thank you. Love you. Yes. So we want to talk. We've been talking about unhappiness and misery and things like that. So we are going to talk about some behaviors that could be contributing to your unhappiness.
Let's do it.
Being negative and pessimistic. A pessimistic Patty.
A pessimistic Patty, and someone who is pessimistic and think that it makes you like smart, cool, and intelligent and cool, like the contrarian type vibe.
Yeah.
That.
A niche personality of sorts.
Yeah.
Like, you're so cultured and like, you know, it really ends up impacting your perspective and your way of life, your outlook. It's not cool.
And I can see how it can lead to unhappiness, because it's like, if you're always going against the grain.
Yeah.
You know? It's like it creates so much conflict and tension.
Yeah, contrast.
When it doesn't have to be necessary.
Yeah. We could just all get on the same page. Or it's okay for you to agree to disagree sometimes, or for you not to agree with
right,
the majority.
Exactly.
But when that's constantly.
When it's
the,
a
like,
personality trait.
It's so ugh.
It's something that is causing more harm than you probably are aware of.
Yeah. Or like people who come to work and they're constantly negative.
Girl, I've dealt with coworkers like that. I've dealt with men like that. And I'm like, listen, you're going to have to lighten it up because it's affecting my mood.
Exactly. It's starting to affect. I don't want to hear you complain about work and how you hate this place and everything. Like, ugh. Get out of that space. Yeah. Get out of that space. It's terrible.
Yeah. Another behavior that may be causing you to be unhappy is social comparison. This has popped up time after time.
This is a thread that's running through all the episodes that we ever have done.
I know, but if you're assessing your worth based on what others have or that they're doing, we already know.
Be happy.
We already know that's a one-way ticket to unhappiness.
Hell.
Okay, a hand in a handbasket.
Hell and unhappiness. You're going to be unhappy in hell.
Yeah.
Also, being envious of others. So you might not be unhappy because of the little bit you have, but it's just because somebody else has more.
And that is it.
You know, it's kind of like, damn.
You got everything you need. You have what you need, but then you see somebody else doing something different, and you're like, why can't I? Why don't I have that?
Yeah, and envy is really interesting. Envy is a very interesting emotion. I always try to check myself when I feel myself being envious, because sometimes I'll be happy with what I have or I'll be content, and then I see somebody and I'm like, I'm happy they have that, but damn, I wish I did too.
It's the shadow side of it, admiration.
Yes.
Because really, we admire what
they have. Yes.
We like what they're doing.
And that's how you repel the envy.
Yeah.
You have to give praise. Admiration. I love that she's doing that. I see her excelling and I'm happy that she has that, and I can see myself doing the same thing, but on the inside I'd be like, damn.
You can't. Damn.
I wish
the torn that
Carl Thomas. I wish
that ain't Carl Thomas.
Cut that part. That's not Carl Thomas, but I was only singing it because I thought it was Carl Thomas, but y'all already know how
Carl Thomas is. I wish I never.
That's what I was meaning. That, yeah, I you, wish you y'all don't cancel else. Me. Because it's fuck him. I got to make sure people know where I stand.
People know. You've stood on business with that.
And yeah, and I'm still standing.
Yeah.
That was muscle memory. That just came out like it was. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Anyway.
Can't undo the past.
No.
Okay. Another thing that may be causing unhappiness is avoiding boredom. Now,
this is so common.
It is common for us to be uncomfortable with being bored. Me, myself, I have felt like that. Like, I don't like being bored. I need something to do. I need something to distract me from the boredom. But a lot of the times, the distractions have an adverse effect, or they're not the best things, right? And so they can lead to unhappiness. So instead of trying to avoid the boredom, let's start embracing it, because a lot of reflection can happen during this time. Creative growth can happen. A lot can happen in boredom. So allow yourself the freedom and the opportunity to be bored.
And to not be distracted. Like, sometimes I think about that too. Like, if I wasn't scrolling on my phone to like occupy myself, what would I observe? How would I feel? Like, maybe I would be checking in or more in tune with myself. We do that so mindlessly. Like, you're standing in line with the grocery store, and to pass the time, you just get on your phone. It's like, you could just sit, you could just, like,
even at a red light
too.
That's horrible.
That is Or just to avoid like interacting with people. It's like, oh, let me get up on my phone,
please.
I want to work on that.
Engage.
Yes. You might also be experiencing some unhappiness by avoiding your avoiding your fears.
Yeah.
Avoiding, having a hard time or facing, coping with your fears. This be me.
Running away, love.
And the thing is, our happiness, the things that we truly desire, is on the other side of the fear.
It's always like, on the other side.
Yeah, it's like you're complaining about not having the life that you want or not feeling like you're getting the things that you deserve. But whole time, you're afraid to go after them. You know, you'd rather be comfortable and not be on the edge of like disappointment or discontentment, uncomfortability, and like be in your little comfort zone, that you just don't face your fears and like, go after the project, go after the new job, call your, whatever it might be. I don't know what it looks like for you, you know, but like, do that thing that you're afraid of doing that ultimately will make you feel so good. Think about all the times that it's like, I slept on myself. We got to stop motherfucking sleeping on ourselves.
It's time to wake up.
We hitting snooze night after night, time after time. And it's like, yo, wake up and get to the business.
Right.
But really, we truly are afraid of doing things that make us uncomfortable.
Yeah.
We have to stand in our bravado. We have to stand in our boldness. We have to go after the things that we want. We have to stop being afraid of our potential. It really is that. Like, we're so afraid of how limitless we really could be. It's like, I don't want to, I might, no, just let's go out there and do it. And I'm talking to my motherfucking self.
Or scared of what we won't be or can't do.
Yeah, or and falling or flopping. And it's like, what did the great Aaliyah say?
And if at first, you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again.
Try again. She said that. She said that. She did.
You know what it really is? It's the exposure therapy.
Yeah.
It's getting yourself comfortable by just diving straight in. Yeah. But we think we're making ourselves comfortable by shying away and just not doing it. Like, yeah, I'm not even going to mess with that. I'm going to leave that right where it's at. I'm not even going to touch that. When we're fucking ourselves.
Whole time you need to be grabbing it.
Whole time you need to just keep exposing yourself to it. Mm-hmm. And then that anxiety will be decreased.
Yeah,
and then
flex the next your thing muscle.
You know, you're really doing it.
Flex
you
the
really
muscle.
Are doing it. I was thinking about how we keep doing this and we're just getting better and better and better, like, with time. Mm-hmm. If we never would have done this, if we would have just talked about, oh, we could have had a podcast, and then we're just listening to other people have their podcast, and then, you know, we get to talking shit about how we could have done it better, and we have a vibe, but it's like, you never did it.
You never did it, so shut the
You never up. Did it, so you just do have to face your fears and your anxiety by continuously exposing yourself to the thing.
Do
until
it.
You're comfortable with it.
Do it.
Okay. Another reason why you're probably unhappy is if you have a victim mindset.
Oh, Lord, I hate a victim. This the violin I be playing for y'all. The smallest. That's if you're watching on YouTube, the smallest violin.
If everything is
woe
never
is me.
Your fault.
Goodness
and gracious. There's nothing that you can do. You know, it's always what happened to you. There's never any accountability. There's never no self-reflection about, what role did I have in this? What are the patterns that are present? What could I have done differently? If there's never any of that, and it's always like, well, they did this to me. Oh, my God. Life's just not fair. You're stripping away your own power.
Yeah.
You know, you're powerless, and that definitely can make you feel unhappy if you feel like your hands are tied and there's nothing that you can do. Like, you can't modify a behavior. You can't learn from this and do something differently next time. It's just like, damn, you know, like you just never had a chance.
Yeah.
The victim mindset will definitely keep us crippled and keep us locked in patterns and situations that we don't want to be in.
And I don't like that around me. I hate it.
We love to tell somebody they got a victim mentality.
It's just like, get away from me. Rise up. Stand up.
Yeah.
Stand up and get out of my face acting like you are just unable to do anything.
Yeah.
You also might be feeling unhappy, or behavior associated with unhappiness is feeling guilty when you are doing well and other people are not. You know, like almost like a survivor's guilt.
Yeah.
Like, damn, I hate that I'm up here and they down there.
Right.
Revel in your good things. Revel in it. Marvel in it. Allow people to allow yourself to be an example of what it looks like to succeed, to go after, to be bold, to dream, to aspire. You don't got to have yourself in the same.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Shrinking yourself, for lack of better words.
Yeah.
To be on the same playing field as everybody else. Ask people to rise to the occasion. That's my favorite thing. I love making a motherfucker rise to the occasion to fuck with me. I really do.
I like a rise as well.
I'm going to do it every time. I'm going to do it every time, ladies. Especially if you are dealing with a significant other or a partner, a man, a woman, whoever they might be. Anybody that it takes to deal with you. Make these motherfuckers rise to the occasion. Mm. I love that.
You want to give us an example?
An example is, I don't want to say to know your worth and add tax. I hate that. But an example would be, call somebody up instead of allowing yourself to go down to where they are to play. You know, I don't know how to describe it. I don't know if it's an energy.
I get what you're saying.
It's
I get
energy. What you're saying. It's like, no.
I get what you're saying.
It's almost like if you have a standard and
keep it. Stand on it.
And you make somebody bring their standards up.
Yeah.
You don't
We're not going to lower
yourself.
Them.
What the hell are you doing down there?
We're not going to lower them to commune.
we're not going to lower ourselves.
Yeah, to commune with them.
Yeah, no. Yeah. You gotta come up here. And if you can't come up here, that's not my bad. But I ain't never going down there. I refuse. I never go down there for a man. I never go down there for a colleague, an employee. I never go down there for a family member. I never go down there for a homegirl. You got to come up here and talk to me.
Yeah. Come and talk to me.
Up here.
I agree.
That's it. And if you have that energy, sometimes it's hard to embody because our self-worth gets in the mix. And it's like, I feel like I could. No, I can't come down there. I actually can't. And you're going to appreciate me for making you rise to the occasion. When it's all said and done, nigga, you're going to look back.
We'll
and be
in
like,
a better place.
You're going to look back and be like, damn, I'm a better person because you didn't play with me.
And acknowledge when people do not have the capacity to rise. Because everybody can't rise either.
And when they can't rise, you know what you got to do? Get on.
Yeah. Because if they can't rise, then.
No. Yeah. Don't take it to the flow. What Michelle Obama say?
When they go low, we go high.
There's only one way to go. There's really only one way to go.
Yeah.
Stop going to the flow with
these
people.
She said that when they go low.
We go high. That is. The only way you take it to the flow is when a motherfucker playing with you. When they play
when they make you act out of character. When they make you act out of character.
When black people, we know what we talking about.
When they make you act out of character.
Then I'm gonna take it to hell on your ass.
Yeah.
We gonna be limboing on the flow. I'm gonna be right under the bar. Right under the bar, baby. Hold on.
Get up.
But you know what I mean. Yeah, that's what all I'm saying.
Okay, so the final reason why you may be unhappy is if you care too much about what other people think. We gotta stop that.
People's
opinions should not have such a heavy weight on what you're doing. An impact. Yeah. I don't give a damn.
I'm getting into my I don't give a damn era. I think I'm damn near there. I think 35 put me there, because I really don't be thinking about what people think about no more.
Me either.
I'm like, girl, fuck you.
I really don't. I'm thinking about what I'm thinking about.
Exactly.
I really don't give a fuck. And if you give a fuck, you got to stop. About if it's about me. You have got to stop.
Oh, if you, what you think?
If they give a fuck about what I'm doing, they got to stop.
And just worry about your damn self.
Yeah, they got to stop.
Worry about your damn self, please. Because I'm going to worry about my damn self.
And I don't care what nobody else is doing either.
I don't. And another thing is, the people who I care about their perception of me, I can ask them.
What do you think?
My family, the people who are close to me, my friends, how do I make you feel? What do you think of me? I don't mind saying that, having those vulnerable conversations.
Of course.
But the people outside of the people that you really care about, that you locked in with, where their perception of you would matter, don't matter.
Listen.
Yeah, what they say, those who matter don't mind and those who mind don't matter.
You sound like that's a CC something.
That's what they be saying.
That sound like something.
That's what they be CC saying. It's been saying. On a...
Yeah, I've heard it. I've heard it.
But y'all, both of our hands are together. So we are going to take a quick break. But after the break, we're going to get back into our toolkit, because we have to stay there if we want to better ourselves.
We do. We always have tools. Sit tight. Okay, y'all, before we get into our tools, we want to make sure you have your tools.
Yeah.
The pre-tool. So, if you have not yet left a rating and a review for the show, please pause, take a few minutes, and do that for us. We greatly appreciate it. Those are major.
Yeah.
Okay? Those help propel the show, and it's free to do so.
And do it on whatever your preferred platform is. We announced that we were widespread again, and the girls were going crazy in the comments. I'm so happy you're back on Apple, Spotify. If you are a Spotify girly, please keep rating, reviewing, following, and subscribing to the podcast on that platform. And if you have a different platform that you like, show us some love on that platform.
Show us some.
Yes.
Okay. So another way that you can show us some love is by joining us over in the Homegirl Hangout. Mm-hmm. So Homegirl Hangout is exactly what the name says. It's where the homegirls are hanging out, baby. And when they're hanging out, they're getting bonus episodes. We just did an episode on the importance of milestone birthdays.
Yeah.
We have our monthly check-ins over there. And we have our book club. And I love the book club. We're going to be looking for a romantic mystery to read next.
Oh.
That's what we decided. A fusion.
Maybe you guys should do Verity.
We talked about that. A lot of the girls have already read Verity, so we're going to be looking for something new.
I have one for you guys.
Okay.
I have one for you guys. It's called Which One of Us Is Dead?
Ooh.
Which One of Us Is Dead? It's very good.
Okay.
Very good. Very
okay.
good.
Okay. I'll present that to the girls.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have a good time, okay?
Or One of Us Is Dead.
We have our virtual book clubs. So get over there. Homegirl Hangout. That information is down in the show notes.
Yeah. Lastly, if you are looking to connect with like-minded women abroad, if you want to take your sisterhood on the go, we will be in the beautiful island of Thatch Key, Belize next year, May 3rd through the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a great time unlocking sisterhood, resting, relaxing, reconnecting, restoring.
Restoring for sure.
All of the things
it's
that we lost.
It's definitely restoration.
Yes. So if this sounds like an experience that you are open to, that you are needing, heavy on the need, make sure you use the link that's in the show notes to give
secure
you all the details that you need. Yes. Don't worry about coming alone or not having somebody to come with. We will pair you with the perfect homegirl. Trust us, you will leave with a friend. If you have any questions,
you will.
Feel free to reach out to us.
Yeah, we're here. We're available to answer all your questions. And yeah.
It's time to get back to the show.
Let's get back to it.
So, y'all, solutions, because we are solution-oriented girls, and we are here to equip you to be better.
So, and I love that about us.
Yeah, I love that about us, too. We never going to just present a problem without a solution.
I love that we find solutions.
Yeah.
Tangible things.
Yeah. It's about
that you can implement.
Yeah.
And move forward with.
So, you know, the human mind is very interesting. As humans, we are interesting. And we have this thing called subtraction bias.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the idea that whenever we are finding a solution to a problem or trying to solve an issue, we try to add things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let me go in. I'm not saying meditation is a bad thing, but like maybe I should add meditation to my routine. Maybe I should find a new job.
Yeah.
Maybe I should look for a new partner or look into a new, you know, we're always thinking of how can I restart, reshape, add something different to my problem to make it better.
Right.
When sometimes the solution is in subtracting, you know, what can I take away that make this better? There was like a study that was done with engineers. And it was like a group of engineers and researchers, and they had like a lopsided Lego shape thing, and people were adding more Legos to try to stabilize it when really the solution was to just take a few things away to stabilize. So we can improve our well-being by adding joy to our lives. We know that majority of us do that, you know. We add a wellness routine.
We'll add some quick.
Yeah, we'll add things that feel like
a massage, a vacation.
A massage, hobbies, you know, things like that. But we can have the same goal met by just subtracting misery.
And that's tea.
You know?
That is the tea.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we do have to be hyper aware of the behaviors that can contribute to misery so that those need to be the first thing subtracted.
Yeah. And I notice even in my life, right? Sometimes like you want to add all of these things to your schedule that you feel like will make you better. Like, let me get a better morning routine. Let me start journaling. Let me start reading. And again, I think that all of these are great. There's a time and a place for all of this in your wellness routine and in your life, right? To make you better. But then I also have found a lot of value when I'm like, let me take away something that's not making me feel as happy right now.
Like comparing yourself or
not
being envious.
Comparing myself or something that's making me feel overwhelmed or anxious. Then it's like, actually, I can't do that thing.
Right.
I got to take that off my plate. Taking it off my plate has added just as much value as meditating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you have to really, again, flex your self-awareness muscle and get deep into your bag of introspection, pardon me, and figure out what you need in the moment. So we're going to be talking about how to take the misery out of your life to add
happiness
to your well-being.
Yeah, to increase your well-being.
Yeah. Sure. So the first tool and tip will be to recognize when you're unhappy. You know?
Call it what it is.
Call it what it is. Call a spade a spade. Research has shown that when you can name an emotion or a feeling like I'm sad, I'm angry, I'm disappointed, then it helps us move, like categorize the emotion, and then moves us to the cortex of our brain that starts coming up with solutions. Like, now that I've identified it and I've been honest with myself, what do I need to do to feel better? We can progressively get to that space of like feeling better. You know, don't be afraid to just be vulnerable with yourself. Use your emotion wheel.
Listen, I've been real vulnerable with myself and with other people. The other day I was talking to Kayla and I was like, you know what? I just really need it. I need a win.
Period.
I feel like I need a win. Yeah. Period. And for her to accept that and not try to like gloss over it or be like, well, you had this win or you had that win, but just be like, I feel you and I understand, is affirming.
Yeah.
We're recognizing that I need a win.
And it's real, you know, it's real because we're not always going to be happy. We're not always going to be content. We're not always going to be in a space of positivity. It's just not human.
Yeah.
You know, humanism is a mix of all of these feelings, the good, the bad, the pros, the con, the contrast, the really good. All of it is a hodgepodge that make us who we are. And it's okay to say like, yo, I'm down bad right now.
Right.
You know, and I really do value that in our friendship, that we can be like, it's not looking good for me.
Yeah, right. It's not a good time.
It's not looking good. I'm not happy.
I'm not happy.
She's not a happy girl.
Yeah.
She's not. So, yeah, get comfortable just calling the shit what it is.
And that being that.
Yeah.
Another tip is to stop the comparison. Mm. Instead of comparing ourselves to other people's lives, we can figure out how to create the good in our own lives.
Period.
And you may come to realize that it looks completely different from what other people are doing. The things that we see them doing that we're trying to replicate, that's probably not even what's going to bring us what we're seeking.
Yeah.
Find the good in your own life.
Yeah.
Disconnect from the socials. Do something to where it's like the blinders are on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because comparing ourselves to others and thinking that our worth is in what other people are doing is just, it's a never ending cycle. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to stop doing that. And we talked about this before, downward and upward comparison.
Yeah.
If you still want to compare yourself, if you need to like do some adjusting, because comparing yourself is normal. We're not negating that. Instead of doing the upward comparisons, looking at people for what they have that you don't have, try doing some downward comparison. Maybe comparing yourself to somebody who has less than what you have.
Yeah.
And you can think, you know, things can be worse. I'm going to get into my gratitude bag because what I have right now is not bad.
Yeah.
Things can be completely worse. I'd be downward comparison all the time. It might not even be to a specific person that I know, but I'm like, Lord, I'm happy I have a job because people are getting laid off every day.
I know.
People are getting laid off and it's a reality. So I'm practicing gratitude for the job.
Period.
You know? So try to do some downward comparison. That might help you
reframe your mindset around where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next, y'all, offer yourself some compassion, not comparison, and stop the motherfucking negative self-talk.
Sound like Victoria Monet. And I want you to stop. Stop the motherfucking self-talk.
Stop negative self-talk. The negative self-talk. We can be our own worst critics. You know, we can be in our head going in on ourselves. And we talk about this often, but like, you really have to treat yourself like a good girlfriend. You have to be kind and compassionate and empathetic with yourself. Yes. Like, a lot of us, y'all, majority of us are doing the very best we can.
Yes.
I don't know anybody who's not.
I don't either.
I'm just going to be completely honest. I don't know anybody, as much as we're striving for more and to do and to be, I don't know nobody who's just like
coasting,
sitting on my ass. I'm completely comfortable. I'm completely content. I'm happy. Not everybody I know is grinding, trying to get to the next level. And as soon as you can acknowledge that in yourself and other people, you can be more gentle and compassionate. Like, yo, I'm doing my very fucking best.
Yeah.
I'm doing my best and I'm hoping that all of this will pay off. That's another thing. Like, reframe your mindset. I'm doing what I can and I'm hoping that it gets better. You know, that the journey gets sweeter, that I get rewarded in the ways that I'm hoping that I deserve.
Yeah.
You know, that I get what all of that I came for.
Yeah.
What does Zell say? I'm leaving here with something. Damn.
I'm
going to leave here with something. And the sooner we realize that he ain't going to leave us empty handed, we will leave with something. And you can rest in that.
And relax. Most of the times our hands are not empty currently.
Period. They're already full.
The hands are full of things.
Listen. And that's all we saying.
Another tip. Give yourself permission to be happy. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy. Baby. Yeah. You don't have to feel guilty for your winning moments. You don't have to feel guilty for the good, the joy.
Yeah.
The happy days, the good times, the wins.
Yes.
Shout it from the mountaintop. Revel in it.
Yeah.
We already know that life is hard. So when you get some happiness, yes, I'm basking in it.
Yeah.
I'm talking about it. I'm sharing it.
I'm happy. Sometimes we'll be hoping, like, I hope I'm not talking about it too much.
Yeah, I don't want to brag. I don't want to seem like I'm doing too much. I don't want to seem too excited. Be excited.
I know. And hopefully the people who are in your life will be excited for you too. Those are the good ones.
Listen, be excited that I got a win. Be excited that I have a moment of joy. Be excited that I got some relief. Whenever one of my friends gets a win, it's a win for me. I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
We need to be expressing that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Why are we hoarding happiness?
I know. That's very sick.
Hoarding happiness and then complaining about all the sad.
I'm sure we would feel so much better when somebody tells us that they got something. If we were like really expressive and like, I'm so happy for you genuinely, and we said it, that we in turn would feel good. Like the more we do that, it's like when I know my moment comes, I'm going to feel even better because I know that I was like really bigging people up when their moment
exactly, instead of being like,
I was a little hater, low key.
No, why? No. Yeah. Especially if it's supposed to be somebody that's gang.
Period.
If it could happen for them, why would you think it wouldn't happen for you when you was over there being a hater?
Yeah.
That's weak.
It was. It is. Okay, girlies, next, we're going to compartmentalize. This is what we're going to do to help us out. If you can recognize the source of your unhappiness, sometimes it's work, sometimes it's school. Sometimes it's our finances or a lover, a friend, whatever it is. If you can identify what it is, try to put it in a specific box in your mind. Mm. And when you are not dealing with that specific box, leave it where it is.
Leave it at work. Leave it at school.
Exactly. An example would be work. If you know work really puts you in a tizzy, if it grinds your gears, when you're at work, when you clock out, leave your work box at work. Mm-hmm. When you go home, interact with your friends, your family, have a good ass time.
Yeah.
Don't bring that negative energy from work home. And when you go back to work, then deal with what you can manage at work. And that's what how you have to go through life, because there are going to be a lot of things that offer discomfort and discontentment in our lives.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's out of our control. A lot of us are not working jobs that we are passionate about, but rather jobs that put money in our pockets, food on the table. And it's like, you know what? I got to do what I got to do.
Right.
And it's not always pleasant. We know that. We understand that. But don't let that ruin your life.
Right.
Don't let that ruin. You're at work for 8 hours of the day. Do your job 8 hours out of 24 and be happy the other 16 hours.
Girl, because as soon as I close that laptop, I forget I'm employed.
Girl, me too. I'm like, I don't
know. Oh, I got a job?
That job ain't even on my mind when I walk out of there. As soon as I badge out, I forget it. I turn to Men in Black, that thing they zap. I got to get zapped every day. I get zapped every day. Every day. I don't remember. Huh?
It's the fact that your eyes are closed.
I don't remember. I'm like, what is it again that I do?
Right.
Compartmentalize your discomfort and your unhappiness, and don't let it spoil, rot the other parts of your life.
Girl, I separate so much that sometimes, like, when I'm out and about and, like, people are asking, like, what's new with you? How are you doing? I'm talking about everything but that. And they're like, and you're still working? I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I do.
Exactly.
I work, but that's work.
Yeah, that's work. Exactly. I never talk about work.
That's
I
work.
I be talking about other shit.
I'm like, yeah, when people be leading the conversations with, like, their career like that, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so another tip. We're going to avoid ruminating on our past failures, mistakes, setbacks. We're going to let them happen.
Yeah.
And we're going to leave them there. Okay. So instead of putting yourself down for your mistakes or your disappointments or your failures, let's do a shift. Okay. Let's make the conscious decision to grow from them.
Mm-hmm.
L L into lesson. L.
You could have just left it. An L is still with a lesson. You turned it into a square. Just let it be an L.
Just let it be a lesson. Okay, you know what? Now I see what I need to do in the future. I see how I need to not do that again. You guys know, you don't know this, but I lost my wallet. You want to know what
they
I did?
They do know it. You said it a time.
I know, but
I
did. They don't know this new part.
Oh, okay.
I got a wallet that has a keychain so that I can hook it to my purse.
It's a now she's learned from
it's
it.
It's a lesson.
Yeah.
And I've been moving so slow. What was a nail has turned into a lesson.
Pardon me.
And that's trivial, but it happens with all things. You know what I'm saying? So many things have felt like a nail, and they have been lessons for sure. Mm-hmm. Can't ruminate on them. I'm never doing that again. No, we can't do that no more. No, you can do it. You just have to do it differently.
Yeah.
Don't go out and do it the exact same way.
Yeah.
If you know what the results are from doing it that way, make some changes.
Period. Yeah. Lastly, y'all, we're going to stop blaming ourselves for stuff that we can't control.
Some things are just out of our hands.
When it's out of my hands, it's out of my hands, you know? But I know that there are some of us that really come down on ourselves for things that are out of our control. Like, I just wish I could have. I wish I had the ability to. I did it. Sometimes there's nothing you can do, and it's okay.
It's above you.
It's above you. It's above you. You know, there's no reason for us to feel shame or guilt for things that we are ignorant about or, you know, have no control over.
Yeah.
Give yourself some grace.
Take it up with someone else.
Give yourself some
but
grace.
But I can't take it up with you because
I can't take it up with me.
Yeah.
I can't take it up with me, baby. I don't got nothing to do with me.
Bennett. It gives big Bennett and I'm not in it energy.
That's it, you know. Forgive yourself. That's another thing that I'm going to say. Forgive yourself. Sometimes we're dealing with a lot of unhappiness and a lot of misery from the things that we didn't do, the things that we should have did, the things that we missed out on. And we feel like shame and guilt and sadness for living life.
Yeah.
You know, like life has so many experiences that have gotten us to this point. It's okay if you've done things that you weren't super proud of.
Like, we're human.
We're human, you know? Or if you wish that things could have been differently, forgive yourself. A lot of healing comes when you forgive yourself and you are not shamed about the person that you are or what has caused you to get to where you are.
Listen,
what has brought you here.
And that's a powerful place to be because once you accept that and you rid yourself of the shame, nobody else can come trying to shame you because it's like, I've already processed that. I'm over it. Why are you still talking about it? Why are you even worried about it? Now you look stupid. You actually look dumb.
And then you liberate yourself.
Yeah.
You know, once you free yourself from your shame, you can liberate yourself to talk about it, feel encouraged, encourage other people. It's like, girl, no, that's not my story.
Right.
That's not my story. I used to be very shamed. I have a lot of shame. Only around sex.
Oh, yeah, you've shared.
Yeah. But that's not who I am anymore. And I'm happy. Huh?
When did you release yourself as you started talking about, like, the actual shame?
Yeah. Yeah. And probably just accepting, like, that was just what it was.
Right.
You know, I felt so shame for, like, having sex at a young age. And I say it's young, but, like, 16, 15, 16, I think. I was in 9th grade, 10th grade.
14, 15.
I'm like, you take it.
A ninth grade? Well, you were, like, yeah, I'm older than you. I was 14.
Only for a little bit.
I'm older than her by 2 months.
I'm like, but yeah, I did. I felt like, but now as a grown ass adult, I'm like, that don't even fucking matter.
It don't.
Like, what? Who the fuck is still talking about that? But again, I felt shame when I was much younger.
Yeah.
I'm a grown ass woman now. So I think just as I aged and I matured, I'm like, it was what it was. I was doing things that my body was telling me to do. Oh, no.
My body was calling.
Hey.
Damn. You know what?
This is some kind of episode. Okay, girlies. We have come to the end of the row. It is time to pick up your pen. It ain't time for that.
Yeah, we're not picking up a pen and dropping a gem today, but we are going to tell you how we did that shit.
Yes.
So this portion of the show, we let you know about the things that we have done, you know? Mountains we have climbed.
Yeah.
Streets we have crossed.
Yeah, triumphs.
Yeah.
And testimonies.
Yes.
If you will.
Yes, we love the testimony. So, would you like to share?
Yeah, so I did that shit by moving. I got a new apartment, y'all. A new place. I just got a new apartment.
I'm gonna leave the floors wet.
Yeah.
Bitch. Okay, you have to give them a little background because they're probably thinking like, okay.
I know you've lived places before. Okay, so in 2021, I moved from San Pedro, which is in the South Bay, to LA in the middle of the city, in the heart of the city, in the concrete jungle. Brittany is true. I did. I moved to the West Adams area of LA. And I've been there for 2 years, y'all, but I just noticed that I'm not as happy. I'm not happy at home. I don't. My neighborhood, the street that I live on, is safe, but it's just a different feeling. And if you live in LA and you've ever been in the South Bay or lived in the South Bay, then you know what I'm talking about. The energy is so different when you actually like reside in the city. And I just noticed that, like, yo, I don't feel as comfortable. I don't feel as happy. I don't feel as free, as airy. Like, energetically, I don't feel as good. So I've been complaining about it to the people around me. Mm-hmm. Like, damn, I can't wait to get up out of here. And I was kind of, like, in this weird space. Like, it was like a double-edged sword. As much as I love the convenience of living in L.A., right, like, having everything at my fingertips, being able to slide to different places in 10, 15 minutes, I wasn't feeling like super comfortable, like just living there.
Yeah.
So me and Andres decided. And another thing is we were staying in our current place out of sacrifice, like thinking that, okay, well, we're about to be like saving for homeownership. But then I woke up the other day and I'm like, babe, I don't know if we're in our homeowner era. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're in our homeowner era. And that was liberating for me to say, like, I'm not in that place and it's okay. And it might take me longer to get to that place than I think or that I want to. But in the meantime, as I'm getting to that place, I want to be happy. Mm-hmm. That's what I really want to do. And once I told him that, I'm like, do you agree? Would you agree? And he's like, yeah, I guess that's cool. I'm like, it's not to say that we'll never be there, that, or even that it's not a desire. We're not saying it's no longer a desire. It's just like, what can we do to feel good right now? So we started looking for places. We stumbled upon a really beautiful place in a beautiful neighborhood in the South Bay that we feel really, really good about. And it was like it was waiting for us. It was really waiting for us because it was on the market for a while, y'all.
Oh, really?
76 days. 76 days. The place was on the market.
Damn.
Well, it also, something else is the whole building was bought and renovated all over, brand new. So they did a buyout with the current tenants. So, they've been slowly filling the units. But my unit had been on the market for 76 days. And that. I said that night, I said, what if this is our place and it's just been waiting for us for 76 like it days? It was. And when I walked in there, I felt the energy. I was like, I felt the energy. I was like, bruh. And Andres could tell.
He like, could see the excitement, the joy.
He did. He was like, babe, you like this place? You want this place? I was like, I do. Because we seen another unit in the building that just was not comparable. Equally beautiful. No, not equally beautiful. I'm not going to say equally beautiful. It was nice, but it wasn't doing for me what that place was doing.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah.
And I had to low-key kind of like check my excitement because I know that Andres is the kind of person where he will want to make me happy.
Yeah.
And won't consider like his own feelings.
A man of service.
Yeah, he won't consider his
own
feelings.
He's a good man, Savannah.
So I had to ask him, I said, babe, like, I know that I feel really good about this move, but like, how do you feel about it?
Okay, I'm glad that you did that.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, I'm super excited and I don't want that to overshadow what you might be feeling right now. So like, what are your thoughts? And he was like, he has some concerns just because like our house now, our apartment now is so close to his job. He gets to work quick. And I said, well, nigga, now the shoe is on the other foot because it'd be taking me 45 minutes.
Yeah, we're just doing a row reverse.
We're doing a
trading places.
Like Usher would say. Exactly. And then when we were driving home, he was like, it's a little further. He was like, but it's okay. Like your happiness and you feeling at peace and like feeling good about your home is most important to me. He was like, everything else is manageable.
Telling you, that's a good.
He said, everything else is manageable. He said he'll start scheduling his calls because it's going to take him an hour to get to work.
It's 45 minutes
from our place, 40 minutes from our place back into the city. And he was like, but I'll just schedule my call. Like
so
if I have
talk.
A call. Yeah. He was like, I'll just schedule a call so I can drive into work or listen to my podcast or do. Yeah. Get into a bag.
Get into
resourceful.
Get into it. Welcome to the life of a commuter.
Get resourceful. But I felt good because I was like, I was able to honor the fact that like, I don't want to sacrifice anymore.
Yeah.
I want to live well.
Yeah.
I want to be happy.
I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for you because I know that this has been a real
sore spot for you.
It has been.
You've been complaining. You've been discontent.
Yeah.
And I know you're going to be so happy there. Like, you're really going to love it over there. The neighborhood, it's a beautiful unit, beautiful complex. It's beautiful.
And we're going to be so close again.
We are. We're back being neighbors.
We're not that far away. And I love that for me.
I love that, too.
I love that. We're going to be using all the amenities.
I love that, too. I will be there. As a third roommate, I'll be the third roommate wherever they go. Hey,
come on in.
I'm here. I'm here again.
Keys will be made.
So and I'll be there. Enjoy. You getting enjoy. Acclimated to the new space.
Yeah,
I'm really happy. For real, I am happy for you. You deserve this.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you were like you always are so happy for me and like feeling good, and that's always good. It makes it easy to share, you know, like good news because sometimes. Sometimes
people
it's tough.
Do the shoot down.
Sometimes, and it's tough when it's like, I know that you like want a new place and I know that you want more things and things like that. So it's kind of like, I don't want to be like,
no,
you know, like I got, you know, because no, I just like,
I don't want, think of it like that.
No, I know. But you know, it's I like, just try to be mindful to like the temperature.
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
that was something that we both been talking about. We talk about the same shit all the time.
Girl, so listen, then, broken record. Okay.
Right. But then I also say like, yeah, Lord, I see what you do for me. Do it for my sister. That's what I be saying. Like, Lord, bless my friend, too. Bless us
He's
all.
He's working on the blessings.
Oh, trust me. They're all coming.
He's working on they're them. In he the just pipeline. Has to dish them out.
They're in the pipeline.
You're the first in the line. He's putting it on your plate.
And then I'm going to pass it.
And he's working on my plate.
Yeah, it's going to be perfect.
I don't know what stage he is. I don't know. I think we might still be the recipe building. He's still making up the recipe. And then we're going to, you know.
It's going in the oven any day now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel really good. That's why I said I'm going to be hosting y'all. I'm going to be in a hosting area.
We'll I'm not completely sold on we'll the hosting see. Area. But
I will. I am. The first family night is going to be in my house. I said that already.
Oh, cute. Yes, I cannot wait. Oh, and it's going to be so close.
Yeah, exactly. You're just going to slide right down the street.
Yes.
So, yeah, I feel really good.
You did that shit.
I did it.
You really did it. You said that you would do it.
And I did.
And you did it.
And we standing on it. If y'all have something that you want to share, shit that you've done, please use the Homegirl Hotline and let us know. We would love to stand in agreement with you and clap you up and give you your kudos and all of the things.
Yes,
and
I'm we sure, love a kudo.
Yeah, leave a voicemail. The hotline, you can leave a voicemail or you can text us. And we would love to share here on the show. We are a community, so let us celebrate you.
Please. Okay, y'all. So that brings us to the end of the show. We will see you all next week. Same time, same place.
Everywhere you listen to your podcast.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.